Some people have a special touch. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. When a person finally believes that, and I know it takes a while to believe that, but when you do finally believe that, it brings a certain peace. It gives you an ability to take each day one day at a time. It gives you the ability not to be overwhelmed when there's a sudden crisis or concern that you have. To know that God is with you, that God will never desert you, never leave you an orphan, all the things that Jesus promises in the Gospels, well, it brings you the ability to take on the week, a new week, as we do every Monday, with great confidence in God's love for us, God's presence in our life. And yes, sometimes He calms the storm, and sometimes He lets the storm rage, and He calms the child, you and I, in the storm. So it may be one or the other this week, depending in case... in case we have to take on a particular crisis, difficult situation in our life. Well, today's scripture passage is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 25 to 34. A large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Into the scripture passage. Well, this happens to be one of my favorite scripture passages. There's so much in it. Let's start to unfold it, okay? Let's talk about this woman. 12 years she's had some type of a health problem, an unnatural bleeding. Well, blood for the Jewish people was sacred. And for a woman, when she had a baby, and there was blood, obviously, at the birth of the child, she was considered unclean until she was churched. And we had that custom in the Christian churches for many, many, many centuries. Until that time, she was supposed to be outside of the public domain because there was some uncleanliness about her, the spilling of blood. Well, this poor woman for 12 years has been cut off from the community. And what does she do? She takes a great risk. Now, you will hear me often say on this program, Joyful Reflections, you will often hear me say, where there is no risk, there is no faith, because faith always involves some type of a risk. She takes this risk once she hears Jesus is in town, after having spent all her money on doctors and no one helped her. She sneaks out of the house and she's going to Jesus. Did she hear that he was a great miracle worker? Had she seen any miracles from a distance? One doesn't know. She squeezes through the crowd, trying to remain unnoticeable, because she's not supposed to be out in public. And she touches his cloak, saying, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Wow. What faith, right? What trust? And she gets her blessing. She gets her miracle. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Can you imagine the sensation that must be? Have you ever had an experience where finally the cold lifted, the stomach flu was no longer attacking you? You had cataracts taken off, you can see clearly. That's an overwhelming experience, isn't it? Now on Jesus' part, because she touched him, power left him and he felt the power leave. So he wants to see who touched him. And by the way, no one's supposed to touch a rabbi in public, not even his immediate family. So this unclean woman touched the rabbi in public. And he says, "Who touched my clothes?" Well, his disciples, always the practical people, always thinking one-dimensionally and not spiritually, only physically, they say, "What do you mean, who touched you? Look at the crowd. And you're asking who touched you." But Jesus kept looking. Looking to see from whom he had left power go from his body into her. To whom did the power go? The woman, knowing what had happened to her, she came forward. Risky. Fell at his feet, trembling with fear, we can appreciate that, and told him the whole truth. And what does Jesus say to her? "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Now, illness is not a sign that you're being punished by God. I mean, even today, I hear people say, "I must be being punished by God because I got this sickness, this disease, this illness." No, God does not punish by making people sick. And by the way, Jesus has no love for pain. He came into the world to take the pain away. Jesus has no love for pain. I don't believe in a God who gets his jollies, his delights out of seeing people suffer. Now, the pain, of course, is always a part of the reality. Pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. You live long enough, you're going to experience a variety of pain. Emotional pain, mental pain, spiritual pain. And very definitely, you're going to experience physical pain. Okay, let's just for a moment talk about the power of touch. We know that Jesus had this incredible power to use his touch to heal people, to comfort people. God's healing touch. But don't you think he also gave some of that power to us? You see it in day-to-day life, don't you? The way a mother touches a child and comforts a child. The way a husband caresses his wife. There's a power in our touch. We can use our touch to possess, to control, to hurt, or to free, to love, to help a person recover, to experience love, to experience forgiveness. The priest is invited when he gives absolution and confession to place his hand on the penitent's head. The power of touch. You're forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're forgiven. How's your faith today? You know, I often say on this program, Jesus doesn't go, "I heal you." He says, "Your faith has saved you." What's he say at the end of today's scripture passage? "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Here we are, Monday. Let's do it again, okay? Let's say, "Lord, I do. I do believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I want to trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you." That is so important for all of us. You know, we never have enough faith. We keep praying for faith. We got to do that at the beginning of a new week. And don't you think Jesus will say yes to that? He certainly will. You know who our prayer partners are today? They're oncologists. These are the people dealing with cancer. Jesus, please bless them. Help them not to be overwhelmed by all the sickness they see. Help them use the gifts you have given them through education, through their own personal talents, to be a source that hope to people at a time when they hear they have cancer. When the cancer has returned, God, please bless oncologists in a very special way today. Amen. Now for our food for thought. It comes from the famous Second World War general, General George Patton. And this is what he said. In 40 hours, I shall be in battle, with little information, and on the spur of the moment, will have to make the most momentous decisions. But I believe that one's spirit enlarges with responsibility, and that, with God's help, I shall make them and make them right. Yeah, you know, all the decisions we have to make in life, and some of them are very important, have major consequences. We do it trusting in God, asking God for the wisdom and the courage and the strength and the knowledge. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A prisoner in jail received a letter from his wife. Dear husband, she writes, I have decided to plant some lettuce in the back garden. When is the best time to plant them? The prisoner, knowing that the prison guards read all mail, replied in the letter, Dear wife, whatever you do, do not touch the back garden. That is where I hid all the money. A week or so later, he received another letter from his wife. Dear husband, you wouldn't believe what happened. Some men came with shovels to the house and dug up all the back garden. The prisoner wrote another letter back to his wife. Dear wife, now is the best time to plant the lettuce. Clever, right? Would you like to contact me? Why would I invite you to contact me? So you can let me know you enjoy the program. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I will take faithfully to prayer and be your prayer partner. You can let me know if you would like to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. You can also write me with some support for my ministry. I have a ministry, that hospital that I often talk about in Oaxaca, Mexico. You know, the poverty down there is so great that without the assistance of people to keep it going, it couldn't stay open. And yet, you know, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. If you can send me a gift, you can make it out to TASH, TASH. It stands for the Anacetaler Hospital. If you would do that, God will bless you and I'll be grateful. You know, God cannot be outdone in generosity. So you can write me at Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you use the internet, I want to encourage you to visit my website. My website address is Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. And there you can listen to the radio program, have inspiration, there's humor. I think you'll enjoy my website very much. I encourage you to visit. Now would you join me now in the beginning of the peace prayer? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.